This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Tonight in Houston, Texas, the 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are in the midst of a debate. It's the third in a string of contests aimed at helping the Democratic Party voters pick a nominee to challenge the incumbent President Trump, a Republican, in next year's presidential election. Focus was expected to be on the three top polling contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Bernie Sanders. On Thursday afternoon, President Trump was questioned about his expectations for the debate. He was noncommittal about the overall outcome.
They all have their weaknesses and their strengths. I think that they're very different. You certainly have a lot of different voices up there.
But he did cautiously predict a good outcome for the former vice president of the United States.
I would imagine Biden would be able to make it if he doesn't make any major mistakes.
President Trump is on his own speaking engagement this evening. He's in Baltimore, the eastern U.S. majority black city. He recently called a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live. Those are direct quotes from his Twitter feed from about a month ago. Trump was there Thursday to address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Before he left the White House, Trump ignored a reporter's question about what he would say to the residents of the city. Instead, he said only it was going to be a very successful evening. Ahead of the president's visit, activist groups told the Baltimore Sun newspaper that they plan to protest racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, and climate change. And the route to Trump's speaking engagement in Baltimore Thursday night was lined with several hundred protesters. Trump has denied charges of racism in his attacks on the city and its long-serving congressman, Elijah Cummings, who is African-American. You're listening to VOA News. The man accused of shooting 22 people at a busy Walmart in the Texas border city of El Paso last month has been indicted by a grand jury and could face the death penalty. Patrick Cruzius of Allen, Texas, was indicted on a federal capital murder charge for the shooting on August 3rd that also wounded 26 people. If he's found guilty, the charge is punishable by death or life in prison without parole. Shortly before the attack, authorities believe Cruzius posted a manifesto online expressing anger about a Hispanic invasion, his words, of the United States. Cruzius allegedly told police he was targeting Mexicans, again, that's his term, in the shootings. Eight of the victims were Mexican nationals. A preliminary report has been released on the boat that caught fire and sank in Southern California, where 34 people were killed. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all six crew members on the Conception were asleep when the fire broke out. Those kind of boats are required to have a crew member keep watch at night. A lawyer for the owner of the boat says a crew member checked on and around the galley area about a half hour before the first Mayday call was transmitted. Five of the six crew members survived. Three of them have been interviewed by the Coast Guard. A salvage crew has raised the Conception. A crane on a barge lifted it to the surface. The boat will be taken ashore to be inspected by investigators. I'm Ed Donahue.
The British government's plans for a no-deal Brexit warn of severe disruption to cross-channel routes and protests and counter-protests across the country. Reuters' Mita Wilmersley reports.
The British government's worst-case Brexit scenarios makes for a bleak read. Potential panic buying and public disorder. A no-deal departure could mean severe disruption to cross-channel routes, problems for fuel, medical and fresh food supplies, and protests and counter-protests across the country. Operation Yellowhammer was published on Wednesday after a request from lawmakers. Prepared on August the 2nd, it says public and business readiness for a no-deal outcome would likely be low. The document states lorries could have to wait up to 2.5 days to cross the English Channel, and British citizens could face more immigration checks at EU border posts. Disruption could last a possible 3 months.
That's Reuters' Mia Wilmersley reporting. Well, that is a worst-case scenario. Climate change activists in England are planning to disrupt flights Friday at Britain's Heathrow Airport by flying drones close to Europe's busiest travel hub. British police on Thursday arrested five members of the environmental group Heathrow Pause in an attempt to thwart the protest. But the group has said it has at least 70 more drone pilots at the ready. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. We'll